This fine came after a 2013 inspection and resulted in a settlement with the university. The school was penalized under the Resource and Conservation Recovery Act, or RCRA. It creates guidelines for the proper management of hazardous and non-hazardous wastes. One requirement is having a special permit, which OSU lacks. Kevin Shanilak, an RCRA specialist with the EPA, says OSU was charged with four counts. Three counts deal with failure to label the waste. The final violation is for improper storage.
We also found instances of storage at Oregon State where two incompatible wastes were stored side by side, such that if one would have leaked, it would have created an increased hazard.
Shanilak says the primary offender was the chemistry department. OSU settled with the EPA for $275,000. That's almost 46 times more than any other fine issued for our region this year. Steve Clark with OSU Communications says the university has paid its penalty and expanded its staff responsible for safety and inspections.
We began to change procedures and implemented in February 2014 required an ongoing safety and hazardous material assessments and reporting systems for all labs.
The training plan is one stipulation the EPA and OSU worked out in their settlement. The fine is another. OSU must take the corrective actions or face further penalties. I'm Kara Hoffelmeyer, KLCC News.